Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 33. Clouds overnight with a low of 23. Sunday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 46. Monday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 54. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 31 in Washington, 29 in Beaver County. It is 28 in Butler, 28 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland.
I'm a tiny speck of nothing.
28
and
degrees.
The entire universe.
At WRCT. Here's new music from Blink 182. From Blink 182 on Radio 9. These are the shadows to take us to news time on Radio 9. And coming up later on in the program, we, I think, are going to hear from Christopher Titus. Also, we'll talk more about your chance to win Jay Thurber's crap from his basement. Yes, indeed, the Jay Thurber Trucko crap may be coming to your neighborhood with the prize patrol, so stay tuned. break for the hourly damage report. Other people sometimes call it the news. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Feature stories in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump is making air travel safer by reviewing hiring practices following Wednesday night's fatal mid-air collision in Washington. It comes as the president faces accusations of racism for suggesting diversity hirings contributed to Wednesday's crash between a passenger jet and a military helicopter. The White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended President Trump's comments at a briefing on Friday.
When you are flying on an airplane with your loved ones, which every one of us in this room has, do you pray that your plane lands safely and gets you to your destination, or do you pray that the pilot has a certain skin color? I think we all know the answer to that question, and as President Trump said yesterday, it's common sense.
The White House has confirmed fresh tariffs will come into effect on Saturday against China, Canada, and Mexico. That's despite concerns the move will push up prices for U.S. consumers. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
I was just with the president in the Oval Office, and I can confirm that tomorrow, the February 1st deadline that President Trump put into place at a statement several weeks ago, continues. The president will be implementing tomorrow a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China for the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country.
A federal appeals court in the U.S. has overturned a decades-old ban on handgun sales to teenagers. The conservative-leaning Fifth Circuit says the law violated the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Ever since, Tony Waterman has more from Texas.
The law, which bans handgun sales to anyone aged 18 to 20, had been on the books since the late 1960s. But the Louisiana court said it violated the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Government lawyers had argued sales to teens were similarly restricted during the 18th and 19th centuries. It's unclear how the ruling will impact national gun sales. President Donald Trump has vowed to roll back gun regulation. Firearms remain the leading cause of death for children and teens in the U.S., averaging nearly 7 a day.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has demanded the immediate evacuation of some 2,500 children needing medical care in Gaza. Ever since, Jody Jacobs reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Of the 2,500 children, the vast majority need very simple medical treatment. But given the level of destruction in the Gaza Strip, this is not possible. The doctors met with the Secretary General this week to advocate for a centralized process for medical evacuations. Antonio Guterres has now added his voice to their campaign, calling on the international community to urgently assist evacuating the children. Jody Jacobs, New York.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
My Three Sons, starring Fred McMurray and his Uncle Charlie,
Jay Thurber.
Jay Thurber, 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests online, Facebook, Mastodon, Blue Sky, at Jay Thurber Show. These are the Kinks on Radio 9. Alaska on Radio 9. We mentioned the train club up the street having their 75th anniversary. I mean, I should play a couple of train songs. Here are the Doobie Brothers on Radio 9. This wasn't a request. This is, I wanted to play it, so I'm playing it. This is Chicago on Radio 9. We'll be right back. That ends just sort of silently there. All right. All right. Fade already. Fade. New music coming your way. Stay tuned. Here's Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson on Radio 9.
The closer you get, the better you look, baby.
At 1:24 Chime Time, new music from Foster the People coming up right after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. We will be hearing from Christopher Titus and the Armageddon update coming up later this hour. That'll be in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Winter driving can be hazardous and scary. I know it's warm right now, but there is more snow coming in the forecast, especially in northern regions that get a lot of snow and ice. So if you travel, additional preparations can help make your trip safer or help motorists deal with an emergency. The three P's of safe winter driving are prepare, protect yourself, and prevent crashes. Prepare, maintain your car, check your battery, your tires, your windshield wipers. Have on hand a flashlight, jumper cable, snow brush, and ice scraper. Protect yourself. Buckle up. And if you've got kids, use child safety seats properly. Never put a rear-facing infant seat in front of an airbag. And all kids 12 and under are much safer in the back seat. A lot of people say that I would be safer. Everyone else would be safer around me if I stayed in the back seat. And prevent crashes. Drugs and alcohol never mix when driving. Slow down and increase the distance between cars if it's snowing or raining. Keep your eyes open for pedestrians. Avoid fatigue. Get plenty of rest before the trip. For more winter safety driving tips, visit OSHA.gov. That's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Or NHTSA.gov. That's the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. A message from NHTSA and OSHA. Who else would tell you to go to their websites?
Weather break. Go, go!
It's kind of of dumb, isn't it? It would be like me spending 30 seconds telling you about Fritos and then telling you the message was sponsored by Hairs. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 33. Clouds overnight with a low of 23. Chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 46. It's like that one underwriting announcement we have for the pizza place, and it's like, oh, they have pizza. Really? You don't say. Monday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 54. Partly sunny on Tuesday with a high of 45. And then on Wednesday, rain likely with a high of 47. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 32 in Washington County. It's 28 in Beaver County, 28 in Butler, 29 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 29 at WRCT. With new music from Foster the People. From Foster the People here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Attention! Wonder, Pittsburgh's number one audio dealer, is now your complete Citizens Band headquarters.
Yes, can I help you?
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in playing in your Citizens Band.
A what?
I'm a citizen, play drum and cymbal, and I can march on regular sod or astroturf.
However, when Wonder says Citizens Band, they mean two-way mobile and base station radio units for your car, your office, your home, not a band of citizens.
Is this the place for Citizens Band?
Wonder, right.
Have you hired your pom-pom girls yet?
Let us explain here. Wonder has Citizens Band radio equipment like High Gain, Royce, Johnson. Wonder does not have a marching band. They don't even have marching band equipment.
Okay, got your marching band equipment here. This is Fun Triangle coming.
How can I put this? Listen out there. Wonder has Citizens Band radios, not a Citizens Band. So just march into a Wonder store near you and not march. I didn't mean march. Cut the marching. Hold it.
You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. Should have followed that song up with Convoy, shouldn't we? I don't know if I could take that today, though. Here's a Grateful Dead on Radio 9. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Chugging, got my chips cashed in. Keep chugging, like the dude on man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep chugging on.
looking for a new food critic. Someone who doesn't immediately poo-poo everything he eats.
No, it usually takes a few hours.
Cook here on Radio 9 at 1:38. Much more music time, and these are the Clovers.
Walking down the main track one night, I met a fine chick, feel just right. She stopped when I flashed my road. I told her she could have all of my gold. She turned around and with a frown said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown." Chick, I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place looked so strange. At $900 and some change, we disagreed. I tried to plead. He said, "I ain't a chicken and I don't need your feed. You cash in nothing but trash. Crawling way past your speed. Da 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 da. And I passed out. I woke up in the arms of a big cop. Police station, a next stop. The judge dough, and you can go. All I had was a buffalo. You guys ain't nothing but trash. You guys ain't nothing but trash. You guys ain't nothing but trash. But I'm sure gonna get me some more.
The Clovers. From 1956 on Radio 9.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear the Sandpipers with Come Saturday Morning. You say him, we play him on the Big 900.
Come Saturday.
Request for Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon. Those are the Sandpipers here on Radio 9. Sounds like the kind of music you might hear on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same stations. So stay tuned for that. That's Eric O'Brien from 3 until 5 on WRCT and Tube City Online. Eric is raising money right now for Parkinson's disease research. I understand if he hits his goal, he's going to do an entire hour of Rusty Warren songs, all of her favorites. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. Philadelphia on Radio 9. Christopher Titus and the Armageddon Update. The sound of loud white people in California coming up after this.
Hey, guys. It's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Opinions expressed by Christopher Titus are not those of this radio station.
A long decade this week, as President convicted felon signed a Magna Carta of executive orders that aren't laws, had no vetting whatsoever, and violate the Constitution. Oh, and once he's gone, these executive orders mean nothing. However, until he's gone, we are living in a country where basically a toddler was given the keys to a semi-truck with a nuke in it, then he cut the brake lines and then threw the steering wheel in a ditch, and then that toddler decided to put a cinder block on the gas pedal as he drove through a preschool. We've never had a president literally doesn't give a shit about any of the people that elected him. Eggs have gone up 35%, people. Gas is up 21 cents in the last month. But at least the Ukraine war is over. What? What you mean it's not over? In fact, President convicted felon was asked if he thought the war could end within a year. He said, it's up to them. He lied to stay out of jail, and the rubes bought it. Again, he lied to stay out of jail. And guess what? He doesn't need you. This is his second term. He's just going to take all of it. It's a grift. He's canceling birthright citizenship, which, A, is against the Constitution. You know, the thing that the country was built on? Yeah, f*** it. Even though Trump is a first-generation baby. Yeah, his mom came here from Scotland. Yeah, President convicted felon's dad was also first generation. Sweet Potato Hitler's grandfather immigrated from Germany in 1885. He ran a brothel slash restaurant in the Yukon Territory during the Gold Rush. And that man, his great-grandfather, tried to go back to Germany. But because he had skipped out on military service in Germany, they wouldn't let him back in. So I guess bone spurs are genetic. President convicted felon did an executive order to pull us out of the World Health Organization. What the f***? Which monitors the worldwide spread of disease, pandemics, and health issues that could let a deadly pathogen spread and kill millions in America. But that can never happen in America, right? Except for the last time this moron was president. He says he wants California to turn on the valve for water. You know, I've lived here my whole life, and I just have to say, there's no valve! What? And why not turn it on if there was? So we can burn down Mel Gibson's house? So this convicted felon rapist tax cheat didn't write executive orders to help his voters. He didn't write executive orders to build on the total turnaround and success that Biden fostered. He wrote executive orders to settle scores. Vengeance against immigrants, trans and gay people, Muslims. And then he made up a new government agency and put this guy in charge. And say what you will, that is a Nazi salute. It's a Heil Hitler. It's a master race high five. He was a Nazi. He Nazi'd up the room. It's a fascist. Go f*** yourself. Stunning how rich this guy is. Now, look, I've made some money in my life, but this dude is rich. How rich? Do you know what your bank balance has to look like to be able to Zig Heil in an arena? That's rich. So, to summarize, Trump in his first week has supported Nazis, signed racist executive orders that would make Nazis giggle, and has hired a bunch of Nazis or morons and Nazi morons. The good news is when this has happened in the past, it's all worked out fine. Good game, idiots. What the f*** are we doing? But this is week two. We're on week two. This is week two. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's going to go fine. We've only got 4 more years.
Opinions expressed by Mr. Titus are not those of this radio station. To respond to this or any other editorial on WRCT TV Channel 9, write to WRCT TV Speak Out, 400 Aardvark Boulevard, Pittsburgh. Responsible replies are unlikely.
Jay Thurber screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
The Beatles, sports and weather. here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Don't forget, I've got an interview on my podcast. We'll put this up on social media at the end of the show with Elizabeth Cope, Myron Cope's daughter, and Dan Joseph. They are the authors of the new book, Behind the Yoy, The Life and Times of the Legendary Pittsburgh Steelers Broadcaster Myron Cope. That is a new book that is out from University of Nebraska Press. I'll put it up there. You can also hear it tomorrow on the radio on another network. So you don't listen for it here. You'll have to find it online, or you'll have to listen to one of those other stations. And next weekend, I'm going to do it. I have committed to it now live on the radio. A never-before-aired interview that I did 20 years ago with Myron Cope. So you're not going to want to miss that.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Penguins have traded Marcus Pettersson and Drew O'Connor to the Vancouver Canucks for a forward and a defenseman. They also received forward prospect Melvin Fernstrom and a conditional first-round pick in the 2025 draft. Penguins this evening, are hosting the Nashville Predators. That game at the PPG Paints Arena gets underway at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the NHL, Blue Jackets over the Golden Knights 2-1 and the Kraken over the Sharks 6-2. In college basketball action at this hour, the Pitt Panthers are taking on the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest. That game has gone back and forth, but it's been close. Wake Forest right now leading 63-61. Pitt Panthers women's team traveling to California to take on the Golden Bears. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Duquesne Dukes hosting the UMass Minutemen. That game tips off at the Fieldhouse at 2 o'clock. Carnegie Mellon, both the men's and women's team, lost to Emory yesterday. The women's team 77-67. And the men's team 91-85. They travel to Rochester to take on the Yellow Jackets on Sunday. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon, high 33. Cloudy overnight with a low of 23. Sunday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high 46. Monday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high 54. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 45. It is 29 right now outside our weather window, and 29 street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood.
Falling down.
New music from the Linda Lindas.
Yeah.
I'm Jay Thurber. This is not in your head. You are listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2:01.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're making a change to no longer use that biographical assessment that the FAA has used since 2014.
Stephen Bradbury, Department of Transportation General Counsel and President Donald Trump's pick for Transportation Secretary, says the agency won't consider race or gender in staffing. Trump responded immediately to the fatal collision of a commercial jetliner and a military helicopter by blaming diversity programs before investigation into the actual cause began. The crash is the first major fatal U.S. plane crash in a decade and a half. Conservative lawmakers are pressing what they call anti-woke policies across the country. In Ohio, Senate Bill 1 would end DEI programs and ban faculty strikes at public colleges. Clara Conover with the Ohio Student Association says out-of-state groups are behind legislation she says would force the teaching of far-right positions.
These are people from the national stage coming to push their agenda on Ohio students, and our legislators are listening to these out-of-staters with this larger extremist agenda over actual students who are going to be impacted.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is aiming to expand school choice by repurposing funds toward private school voucher programs and guiding states on how to use federal money for them. Scott DeMauro of the Ohio Education Association says it's not a good idea to prioritize programs that lack oversight and have been proven not to improve student outcomes.
Public dollars belong in public schools where 90% of students attend. Every student deserves fully funded public schools that give them a sense of belonging and prepare them with the life skills they need to follow their dreams and reach their full potential.
Federal immigration agents were denied entry into some Chicago public schools. The White House changed policy to send ICE into schools, but city policy bans that, setting up a potential dispute. The ICE agents were not allowed to speak to students or staff members. Trump's order to end birthright citizenship is facing expected legal challenges. Elected officials in New York and across the country point out birthright citizenship is in the Constitution. New York State County official Michael Shimidis also says Trump's move is an attempt to distract from more serious issues and is poorly thought through.
If you take that conclusion down the line, you could imagine someone who's born here, who then has kids here, who then has grandkids here. You could have generations of people living in the community, living as non-citizens. So it's even worse than being a second-class citizen. They would be forced to live in the shadows.
In a possible last-minute policy shift, the White House says Trump is deciding if Canadian and Mexican oil imports will be included in the 25% tariff set to take effect Saturday. Two of Trump's more controversial nominees faced tough Senate hearings. Health pick Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faced questions on his views of vaccines, and Tulsi Gabbard, pick for Director of National Intelligence, faced scrutiny on Russian aggression and her opinion of leaker Edward Snowden. I'm Farah Siddiqui with Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.